Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Jason Kurtz, a psychoanalyst in private practice in New York City, specializes in the synergy between meditation and psychotherapy. His upcoming book, Follow the Joy, is the story of how he found his calling, his career, and his family by buying a one-way ticket to India. So we'll be discussing how you can learn to follow your joy no matter where it takes you. Welcome, Jason.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you very much.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I guess my first question, I saw this information come over, and I thought, woo, I mean, this guy's got to have, you know, just no fear, just taking a one-way ticket to India. You know, that is pretty amazing. So what caused you to do that, and why India?
Well, thank you for asking. Thank you for the compliment. I certainly was not without fear, but the truth is I didn't want to have a return ticket. I really didn't want to know anything about the country or about what I might do once I was there. And I was 24 years old. I was very unhappy. I had no career, no girlfriend, no idea what would fulfill me. But at the same time, I refused to accept that work had to be an unpleasant means to an end. And because of this, I'd bounced from one career to another. And each time I felt more and more desperate, more and more afraid that I'd never figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And then the idea of traveling to India popped into my mind. And it simply wouldn't go away. It didn't make any rational sense. And in fact, the idea really terrified me. But an inner voice felt excited as well. And I had traveled internationally before, and what I'd found was that the most rewarding experiences I had came when I stopped trying to predict what I wanted to do and simply let intuition be my guide. So I decided that I'd try to follow the voice that urged me on to India, and I decided not to create an itinerary of any kind, nor to buy a return ticket, in order to give this voice free rein to lead me anywhere, for any length of time necessary. I was determined not to return home until I understood what I wanted to do with my adult life.
Wow, that is really powerful for a 24-year-old as well. And, you know, you're talking about the fear and being afraid. And again, how did you overcome that? I think that, you know, I use this, and our listeners to the Jennings Wire podcast series probably recognize this phrase that I use all the time, and I call it the American boxed life. You know, it's the what you get at school lunches kind of a thing. You don't really have a choice, and you're expected to do this, that, and the next thing. Right. And to step outside of that box, whatever your box may be, it's frightening, and it's frightening for people. So how did you really overcome it, that fear?
Well, really, at that moment, I really felt kind of desperate. I really didn't want to go through my life bouncing from one job to the next without knowing what I could do that would really inspire me or I had a joy. Like, I feel like the job that you do seems like so much fun. You get to meet all these different people, little bit of interesting lives, and I can imagine that really inspires you. I wanted something like that desperately, and I didn't know how to do it. And so I was more afraid, I guess, of living in what you're calling the American box than I was in taking a risk to see if maybe I could find a way out.
So one fear outweighed the other, and so it was just, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to follow that inner voice you're calling. Now, when you're talking about, I know your book is going to be released in September, so that's up and coming. When we're talking about following the joy, what does that joy feel like, and how did you know that you were following it?
Well, it was tricky to know. It's just a sense of, well, I'm calling it joy, of excitement. There's something that I wanted to do, and I couldn't tell you why. I didn't know why I wanted to go to India. It didn't make any sense. I couldn't explain it, but the idea wouldn't go away, and every time I thought about it, I felt more and more happy at the idea. It, for reasons that didn't make any sense, it seemed like a lot of fun. And I, as I mentioned, I experienced that in the past. I'd been to Guatemala, I'd been to Costa Rica for some time, and what I found is that the times that I followed this seemingly irrational impulse to do something that didn't make sense but that I wanted to do, those experiences ended up being so much richer and more rewarding than anything that I could have planned. And in this case, I hoped that maybe I could just do a whole trip like that I could go to this place that I was feeling called to go to and try to be open to whatever that feeling of joy was leading me to, and then take the risk of doing that and seeing what would happen. And sort of one experience led to the next. I would do one thing and it would end, and suddenly I'd have a new idea and I'd feel really excited about that, and I would do that thing. And sort of one step at a time over a long period of time finally led me to the life that I have now that I'm very happy about.
Now, how long did you stay in India?
I was in India for 5.5 months.
Wow. So that one-way ticket. Now, you had family, I assume, here, back at home.
Yeah, I have a younger brother.
Were they thinking you were nuts, or?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody I knew thought I was nuts. My friends, my family. It looked nuts. I couldn't explain why it wasn't nuts, except that I
right.
felt really passionately that I wanted to do it.
So 5.5 months. And now you say that you discovered your career there, family, your calling. How did that come about?
Really what I discovered is how I want to live my life. And that's what ultimately led to my career and my family and my calling. So India was a really big experiment in following what I'm calling the joy, following that sense of this is where my passion is, this is what I want to do, even if I can't explain it. And so I went from experience to experience in India, never really knowing what was coming next, and each time finding I found myself in a richer experience than I could have imagined. And when I left India, I kept living my life that way. When I returned home, I moved to Montana. I later moved to Israel, and finally came back to New York City when I finally realized that I wanted to become a psychotherapist and try to help people with mental health issues. It was just learning how to live life, how not to worry too much about the future, how to try to enjoy what's happening now, and how to be open to the possibilities that exist right now.
So for everyone listening who are probably envious of you doing this, you know, a lot of people can look at somebody else and say, wow, I wish I could do that. And they don't think that they can do it for themselves. Right. They have that. Again, I always bring fear into these conversations. It's a really difficult thing to overcome. And it handcuffs you in life and wanting to feel secure and comfortable and not take risks. But if people are listening and they want to take that risk, what do you think would be for someone to figure out what their joy is? What would be a first step in the right direction to following the joy?
Well, I really think it depends on where the person's at right now in regard to their own fear, in regard to their own freedom to follow what they feel. So, for example, I remember when I was in college, I was so trapped by my own fear that I didn't know even where I wanted to have dinner or what movie I wanted to see. And so in some ways, I look back and feel like the journey started there when I realized this about myself, that I never had an opinion, that I always was happy to do what other people wanted to do. Then I started taking the risks of just saying, I want to go here for dinner, or I'd like to see this movie. And for me, it was starting just letting my opinions out to the world. For people I work with, often it has with letting themselves even know what their actual feelings are. When you talk about the American box, I think people often feel boxed into many things, boxed into a career or a relationship or a way of life. And when you're boxed into something, you don't allow yourself to feel what you're really feeling. So maybe you don't want to live in America. Maybe you want to live in France. Maybe you don't want to join the family accounting firm. Maybe you want to become an actor. And if you feel like you have to be a certain way or have to feel a certain way, excuse me, then you're not really open to the possibilities that life has, and you're not really open to what you really want. So the first place to start, I think, is just to try to slow down and take an inventory. How do I really feel? If I'm in a job, how do I really feel about it? What do I really like and what don't I? If I'm in a relationship, what do I really like and what don't I? If you're on a career path, what do I like, what don't I? Take a real assessment of how you feel and try to be open to the possibility that it's not going to be to your liking, that maybe you've dedicated all this time to something and you really don't like it. You have to be open to the truth in order to change the truth.
Well, Jason, you've given us a lot of inspiration here today, and I know our listeners will be excited to read your journey in your new book, Follow the Joy, a memoir, which, again, is scheduled to be released September 15th of this year, a couple of months away, so that's coming up. And to find out more about Jason Kurtz, you can visit him on his website, jasonkurtz.com, and I'll spell that. That's JASONKURTZ.com, jasonkurtz.com. So thank you so much for being here with us today, Jason, and sharing.
Thank you, Stacey. It was a pleasure.
Great. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and creator of the Jennings Wire online magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time, bye-bye.